Later on today, tens of thousands of women wearing their most revealing tops, showing the most décolletage that they can, will be gathering at designated areas across the United States to prove that cleavage doesn't cause earthquakes. Why?
Because an Iranian cleric says it does. Hoja Tole Slam Kazim Siddiqui said women who wear revealing clothes corrupt men, spread adultery, which in turn causes earthquakes. 11,000 kilometres away in Indiana, student blogger and genetics major Jennifer McWright organised this event to prove him wrong.
We know that there is a scientific explanation for how earthquakes actually occur. And when I heard the cleric make this statement, it was obviously ridiculous. And I figured, since this is something we can test scientifically, we should go ahead and do that and see if immodestly dressed women actually do cause earthquakes.
Oh, so your event is actually a scientific test?
Yes, it was originally created for the scientific side of it and the skeptical side. A lot of people have been talking about the feminist issues there, but it really is more for the science, at least what I initially intended.
Okay, so you're getting a whole group of women together. You're even selling T-shirts with really low cleavage that have slogans like, tell us a few of them.
One is modestly dressed women seldom make earthquakes, which is a play on a famous feminist quote. And do the earth move for you on boob quake? That's another one. And all the proceeds are going to charity. I didn't expect it to get this popular, but now that it has, I want to actually do something good with it. So I figured giving money to charity would be a good way to do that.
Do you find it quite scary that it has got so big? Because usually your blog gets, what, 10,000 people in total?
Well, I usually get about 1,000 hits per day, and now I've been getting more like 100,000 hits per day, which definitely is sort of crazy and a little bit scary. I never expected it to get this huge. I thought just a couple of my friends would participate, really.
Do you think, you know, this has had such a huge take-up, do you think it's also a bit of an excuse for some Islam bashing?
I'm trying to make it clear that this isn't anti-Islam or anti-Iranian, and I really haven't heard that much on the comments or in my emails. In fact, I've actually gotten emails from a lot of people from Iran, a lot of Muslims who support what I'm doing and think it's a great idea. So it might happen, but I really hope it doesn't.
Has it already created a bit of a stir in Iran?
A little bit, but like I said, it's been fairly positive. I know a social media site in Iran, they covered it, and there were hundreds of comments, and they were either neutral or exceedingly positive. There were hardly any negative ones.
That's Jennifer McWright of the University of Purdue in West Lafayette, Indiana. Already some 174,000 people, presumably women, have signed up to the event on the social networking site Facebook. You can too.